In studio, we are joined by Esther. Esther Lowskid is 17-year-old who achieved a distinction with a pass rate of 90.3%. Lowskid finished matric at Livingstone High School, Claremont, where she was the top student and the head girl. Hello, can you please tell me more about yourself?
Hi, my name is Esther Lowskid. I'm 17 years old. I'm originally from Manenberg. I currently live there. And I just say I'm a hardworking person and I enjoy reading and I enjoy writing sometimes. And yes, I do running as well. I enjoy that a lot.
How it is growing up in Manenberg?
So we all know Manenberg is an area that is pestered with gangsterism and violence. So that does affect me in a way. But I'd say in a positive way. So if I were to say how it is to grow up in Manenberg, it's very nice and I enjoy it a lot.
What do you like about your hometown?
Well, unlike most communities, Manenberg is very loving, I'd say. And there's this community spirit. So everyone knows everyone's business. And there's this love. And like when I passed matric, everyone was congratulating me. And I think that's what I enjoy about my hometown.
Okay, so you are doing your matric last year, just like me.
Yes.
How did you study?
Well, I made notes, a lot of notes, and then I summarize my textbook, and then I'd study from that, and I do memorizing, like saying the things over and over again, and so forth, yeah.
Did you see yourself getting a distinction?
No, not at all. In fact, I was thinking of dropping history, which was my 8th subject, as well as accounting, but I got a distinction.
So tell me, what keeps you going?
I'd say the fact that I come from, I wouldn't say an impoverished community, but a community that, like I said, is infested with violence and poverty and so forth. That keeps me going because I feel like I'm motivated to do better and to be an inspiration to others in my community. So I'd say that is what keeps me going.
Your hometown is full of challenges. How did you manage to overcome them? Because at one time, you almost got caught in a crossfire when you were in grade 9.
Yes, that is correct. I was almost caught in a crossfire. But I'd say that I view it as something positive, and the positivity of it keeps me going. And yes, that's how I managed to overcome it, because I don't see it as something that's going to negatively impact me. I see it as something that's going to positively impact me instead.
What are your hobbies?
Well, like I said, I enjoy reading and writing occasionally, and then running as well. I enjoy that a lot, yes.
What subject did you enjoy writing on your final exam?
Can I say everything? Okay, now, I enjoyed math because math is very challenging, and I saw it as just another hurdle that I can overcome. And it wasn't as difficult as I expected it to be, so that's why I enjoyed it a lot, yes.
What would you say to a 10-year-old child in Manenberg wanting to be like you one day?
I'd say that everything is possible if you believe. Even though you come from Manenberg, you don't need to allow that to impact you in a negative way. You can see it as something positive, and you can just do the best of what you have. And yes, you can literally reach for the stars if you put your mind to it.
So you are planning to study medicine this year. Tell me more about that.
Yes, I want to be a doctor, hopefully a neurosurgeon. And I'm going to study at Stellenbosch University, starting my first year now in 2019.
I wish you all the best for the future, and thank you for being an inspiration to other young people.
Thank you so much for having me.